我都知知白了我知我知白你的这几年我我把大哥我杀你的不哭我可不你我杀你的不哭我把要也一切人我你拉起我该的让着我我杀你的不哭我你
Je ki a ditu lati gbadura ni oruko Jesu baba wa ati olorun wa agbe yin ga fun ore ofe ti en fun wa si ayin logo lopolopo ni oruko Jesu egba ope wa baba ni oruko Jesu egba iyin wa ogo ni foruko yin oluwa ati wa ni waju yin ni akoko ikoni ni bibeli baba ninu oro yin ti e fi ko wa e je ka ri yin ni otun.
Let's see you in a new way.
Ona ti a o ti gba ri yin ri
Oluwa. E fi ara yin han fun wa.
Baba ni oruko Jesu, e fi ara yin han fun wa. Ni oruko Jesu, e fi ara yin han fun
wa.
Baba ni oruko Jesu, e fi ara yin han
fun wa.
E bu fun igbagbo wa.
Bless our faith.
E bu si fun igbagbo wa.
Add to our faith.
E so igbagbo wa di nla.
Increase our faith.
Nipasẹ ikoni ni oro yin loruko Jesu. E so igbagbo wa di nla.
Our faith to be great.
Thank you because ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa. Akiwa kabo si akoko. Ikoni ni Bibeli.
Welcome to this Bible study.
Awa ninu iwe Matthew ori ogun.
We're in the book of Matthew chapter 20.
Matthew ori ogun.
Matthew 20.
Lati ese ikedini ogun si ese ikejidini ogun.
We take it from verse 17 to 28.
Koko ikoni ni Bibeli wa ti anpe ye wo leni oni asotele Kristi le anipa iya iku ati ajinde re.
Today's Bible study topic is thought provocative about the suffering, death, and its resurrection. And it's desired of Sebe's mother. Once again.
Asotele Kristi lẹ́ẹ̀kẹta nípa ìyà, ikú àti àjínde rẹ̀. ati ilepa iya awon omo sebede.
Third prophecy about Jesus suffering, death and resurrection. Also the desire of Sede's mother.
Ibi ti anlo gaga bi ese akosori ti anlo latima.
Our memory verse is. Our memory verse shall be taken from verse 25 to 28.
Nítorí náà, a ó jọ kà láti kẹtàdínlógún.
We read from that 17.
Jésù sì gòkè lọ sí Jerusalem.
Jesus going up to
Jerusalem. Ó sì pe àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀ méjì láti apá kan ní ọ̀nà.
Ó
sì wí fún wọn pé, wo, àwa ń gòkè lọ sí Jerusalem. A ó sì fi ọmọ ènìyàn lé àwọn olórí àlùfáà àti àwọn akọ̀wé lọ́wọ́. Wọ́n ó sì jalẹ̀ bí ikú. Wọ́n ó sì falẹ̀ àwọn gèbèrè lọ́wọ́ láti fi ṣe ẹlẹ́yà. Láti nà án àti láti sàn mọ́ àgbélébó. Ní ìjọ kẹta yóò sì jí dìde. Nígbà náà ni ìyá àwọn ọmọ Sébédè tó àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀ tọ́ wá. Wọ́n tẹ̀ ẹ́. Ó sì ń fẹ́ oúnjẹ ní ọwọ́ rẹ̀. Bí pé kí ni ìwọ ń fẹ́?
What without?
Ó sì wí fún pé jẹ́ kí àwọn ọmọ mi méjèèjì kí ó máa jókòó. Ọ̀kan ní ọwọ́ ọ̀tún rẹ̀, ọ̀kan ní ọwọ́ òsì rẹ̀ ní ìjọba rẹ̀.
Ṣùgbọ́n
Jésù dáhùn.
Wọ́n
wí pé ó sì wí pé ẹ̀yin kò mọ ohun tí ẹ̀yin béèrè. Ẹ̀yin lè mú nínú ago tí èmi ó mu. Àti kí a fi baptism tí a fi
baptism mi.
Wọ́n sì wí fún pé àwa lè ṣe é.
Wọ́n
sì wí fún wọn pé lóòótọ́ ni ẹ̀yin ó mu nínú ago mi. Àti nínú baptism tí a fi baptism mi ni a fi baptism mi. Ṣùgbọ́n láti jókòó ní ọwọ́ ọ̀tún àti ní ọwọ́ òsì mi. Kì í ṣe ti èmi láti fi fún ni.
Bí
kò ṣe pé fún kìkì àwọn ẹni tí a ti pèsè rẹ̀ sílẹ̀ fún láti ọ̀dọ̀ bàbá mi wá. Nígbà tí àwọn mẹ́wàá ìyókù gbọ́, wọ́n bínú sí àwọn arákùnrin wọn méjèèjì.
Ṣùgbọ́n
Jésù pé wọ́n sọ́dọ̀. Ó sì wí pé ẹ̀yin kò mọ pé àwọn ọba gbèbèrè a máa lo agbára lórí wọn. Àti àwọn ẹni ńlá nínú wọn a máa fi ọlá tẹrí wọn bá.
Ṣùgbọ́n
kí yóò rí bẹ́ẹ̀ láàrin
yín. Ṣùgbọ́n
ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá fẹ́ pọ̀
nínú yín,
ẹ jẹ́ kí ó ṣe ìránṣẹ́ fún
yín.
Àti ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá fẹ́ ṣe olórí nínú yín,
jẹ́
kí ó máa ṣe ọmọ ọ̀dọ́
yín.
Àní gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ ènìyàn kò ti wá
kí
a ṣe ìránṣẹ́ fún
yín.
Bí kò ṣe láti ṣe ìránṣẹ́ fún yín àti láti fi ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ ṣe ìràpadà
ọ̀pọ̀ ènìyàn.
Amen.
Amen.
Ibi báyìí ó ní a ti ń ṣe ìkọ́ni ní Bíbélì wa lénìí.
This is where we take our Bible teaching today.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹẹ̀ẹ́dọ́gbọ̀n sí ìkejìdínlọ́gbọ̀n gbogbo wa ó jọ kà á.
We are going to read that verse 25 through 28. We want to memorize.
Oh yeah, oh, Jesus si pe awon pe won sodo re.
Jesus called them unto himself.
Jesus called them unto him. O si wi pe
and said unto him.
Eyin mo pe
ye know
amoba keferi a ma lu agbara lori won.
The prince of the Gentile exercise dominion over them.
Ṣùgbọ́n Jésù pe won sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀.
But Jesus called them unto him and said.
Eyin mo pe
ye know that amoba keferi a ma lu agbara lori won. Dominion over them.
Àti àwọn ẹni ńlá nínú wọn a máa fi ọlá tẹrí wọn bá.
And these that are great exercise authority upon them.
Àti àwọn ẹni ńlá nínú wọn a máa fi ọlá tẹrí wọn bá.
And these that are great exercise authority upon
them. Ṣùgbọ́n kí yóò rí bẹ́ẹ̀ láàrin yín.
But they shall not be sold among you.
Ṣùgbọ́n ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá fẹ́ pọ̀ nínú yín.
Whosoever will be great among you.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí o ṣe ìránṣẹ́ yín.
Let him be your minister.
Àti ẹnikẹ́ni tí ó bá fẹ́ ṣe olórí yín.
And whoever that will be the chief
among you.
Let him be your servant.
Àní gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọmọ ènìyàn kò ti wá kí a ṣe ìránṣẹ́ yín.
Even as the Son of Man come not to be minister, but to minister,
àti láti fi ẹ̀mí rẹ̀ ṣe ìràpadà ọ̀pọ̀ ènìyàn.
And to give his life a ransom for many.
Amen.
Ẹsẹ̀
mẹ́ta yìí.
These three verses.
Sí mẹ́rin, o ni a ní láti mọ̀.
These three, I mean, four verses, we need to know it. And God will help us understand it.
We are
going to move forward in this Bible study. This place being read unto you. Here Jesus said about the prophecy of his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. And this happened to be the third time that he said it to his disciples. He deliberately informed them for them to know that he knew everything, and so that it will not be sudden. Jesus said it three times, and this is the third time. This is assurance that he is the knower of everything that can do all things. He knows whatever that will happen before it happens. And this made us to know the truth that Jesus came to the world, he died, he suffered and died and resurrected. Hallelujah. Make us to understand and to make our faith stand firm. In the Bible, most especially what the disciple wrote, and made us to understand that any book, any religious book that is against this is a fake one. That any other religious book, any other religious book that is against the death of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus and his resurrection, we have to know that is a faith. It's hypocrisy. In many ways. In many ways.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. When we move to deep, when we get to the middle of this, we see how this Bible is a word of God. Jesus deliberately informed them that he's going to suffer very soon, and they will take him as it is written, and he will resurrect. All this is mentioned and made us to understand it well. He said it and made us to understand it. Shall be well with us in Jesus' name. It's well with us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Also in this place, we can see Zebedee's mother. Zebedee's mother. He has two sons. She has two sons. And we call her mother of Zebedee. They were part of disciples. Likewise, his mother. Here we can see her desire. What he wants her sons to become. She deliberately went to meet Jesus. This is what I want my children to become. Her focus, her desire. Her desire over her children. He deliberately said it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Here we can see the response that Jesus gave unto her. Here we can also see the attitude of other disciples towards the request of his mother. Attitude of other 10 disciples towards the mother of
Zebedee.
Another one we see here is how Jesus said to the matter and made them to understand what they did not understand. As we bring out the point from there, and we are going to gather it under three
subtopics
to say and to explain it. The first one that we are going to see here, is the third prophecy about Jesus suffering death and resurrection. The third prophecy about Christ's death about his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. We are going to examine it in verse 17 to 19. The second subtopic is the request of Zebedee's mother unto her two sons. The request of Zebedee's mother unto her two sons. We examine this one in verse 20 to 23. We examine it from verse 20 to 23. The third subtopic. These are the attitude of the other 10 disciples for Zebedee's mother's request and his warning unto them. That is the attitude of other 10 disciples to Zebedee's mother's request and the warning Jesus gave unto them. Here we examine it from that verse 24 to 25. We might not conclude this Bible study today. That is, in our convention, we'll take another one. But after the convention, we are going to summarize everything. We revise it again in the name of Jesus. It's what we don't know. I take it from the first one. Thought prophecy about Jesus, suffering, death, and resurrection. We examine it from that verse 17 to 19. Jesus went to the Jerusalem and called his two disciples and told them, behold, we go unto Jerusalem, and we shall hand it over to them. They are the religious. But devil make use of them. They put on white garments, but their inward is so dark. They demarcated their body with garments. But within, inside them is so wicked. This man has to make use of them. That is to bring this prophecy come to pass. Because they want to go to Jerusalem. It's as if we want to travel to Abuja. And about to take off, they say, we are going to Abuja, this one will happen. Jerusalem is their capital. That is where the temple and many things are. As the months unto Jerusalem, said unto them that they shall betray him unto the chief priests and to the scribes, and they can condemn him to death. That is, they are going to deliver him unto the Gentiles in order to mock him, to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. You can also, that's why it's written in our own language. That's why we say it in our own modern language. This is the prophecy that Jesus has prophesied. He said it first time, the second time, and he's saying it at the third time. This third time, when it's about to, that is this place we're about to, this is how it will be. It's not a matter of something they say, it's what they witness, what they ask. Matthew that wrote this epistle was there. He was eyewitness of this matter. He wrote it down. He wrote what he had, what he had seen. That Jesus said it. Jesus said it. At this time, there's no religion book then. There's no religion book that is against it. Even the person that wrote it has not been given birth to. Here Jesus went to the mountain to Jerusalem. On his way, he called his 12 disciples. He called the disciples apart. Many people followed him. But he called the 12 apart that come, let's talk. I want to talk to you. He did not call everyone. Can you imagine why he did not call everybody? That is, it's as of certain people that you discuss on certain words with. There are words that you tell, discuss with little children. There are some that you don't allow them to know about. If you allow them to listen to it, it's as if you are destroying them. There are some discussion that you didn't need to discuss openly. That Jesus called them apart. Hallelujah. Probably they are saying, discussing a thing, and they did not call you. It's not, God did not want you to know about it. It's not everything that you need to hear. There are some words that if you listen to it, it might even spoil your mind. If one's mind is being spoiled, one's character will be spoiled. In another way, you might not have enough wisdom or power to endure this. He called the 12 apart. He called the disciples. Those that have knowledge. He called them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For them to understand what will happen where they are going.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is, he wants them to be the witness of that particular work. He called them. This Jerusalem we are about to, in that fast 18 to 19, you must understand it. In that fast 18 to 19, Jesus talked to his disciples. After he has called them apart, he said unto them, that is this Jerusalem we are about to
go.
That is the chief priest and the scribe that they are going to take, they will take in. That is their religious leader. The scribe, when you hear the scribe, they are those ones that, the lawyers, they are not ordinary people. That is the law of God. They teach in their own wisdom, not in their heart. If someone has religion and did not have salvation, the devil will be making use of them. We'll be stubborn. We have hardened heart and pride. Devil will be making use of them. As he used, make use of the Pharisees. As he used the chief and the scribe. Jesus told them where they are going. That is the high priest. That is the scribe will take him. And they will condemn him to death. They will condemn him to death. And they are going to deliver him to the Gentile of Rome. And they will mock him. Jesus has kneeled. That they are going to scourge him. And most especially they will crucify him. And the third day, he will resurrect. Imagine, look at this great prophecy. It's not like we imagine. We can't compare him to any other man. It's not as someone that is giving birth to him. Actually, he was giving birth the way we see now. But we are not of the same equal. His own birth is different from ours. His own lifestyle is different from human beings' life. What he has done is different from his. And his death is different from others. His restoration is quite different. People ascending to heaven, we can't compare it with any other thing. That among is that if you compare the food to pounded yam to someone that compares Jesus with ordinary man. Daddy and mommy, you must get deep understanding of this. That you must understand this message. And our conscience must even witness it. We must know it and we must accept the truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus
told them openly. That is the third time. This is what is going to happen unto him. This is what will happen unto him. He told them. For the disciples to understand it. So that it will not be of sudden. And for them to have assurance to know whom they were following. So that they can have their mind, they put their mind on him. So that they can be the witness for all the world. Because they hear, they know, they saw it. That is, they are eyewitness. It's not by dream. What they witness is, and they cannot even lie. What do they want to lie? Is it the money? What is that thing that will make them lie? What will make them to tell them? Is it the position or what? That they neglect all what their position because of the kingdom of God. Is this truth that is coming to your hearing, to your heart, to your doorstep? God wants to deliver you. Probably your father, mother, listen, that are listening to this message. God desires to deliver you tonight. God wants to take away that stony heart. He wants to break that stony heart. He wants to deliver you. He wants to take your life. He wants to deliver you. That is why you are listening to this message. That's why you are able to listen to this message. This is Christ's prophecy that prophesied about what will happen to him. Is the assurance that this word is true, that this is suffering is true. He suffered because of man is true. As he has been prophesied before, Jesus also prophesied about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus' suffering brings blessing to those that accept him. He suffers so that we, those that accept him, will not be suffered. So that they can be delivered from his suffering. Those that are giving their life unto him. He has given himself. He has given his life. There's no one that have given it, have surrendered my life, so that they can, in order not to arrest or take you, you, if you can accept him. He died, he resurrected to make you justified. Condemnation of death. This is the great assurance which shows the truth, which makes us to know the truth, that any other book, anybody that is against his suffering, his death, and that said Jesus did not die, that they just fake them is another person. Don't call that person a liar. Jesus deliberately mentioned
it.
I think being is just vain. We just tell them that it will, that is going to suffer and they will suffer. He deliberately told them that they are going to do this, they will suffer and they will die and will rise Sunday. Almost especially his death is as a purpose. His death has a purpose. Even his resurrection has a purpose for the new generation, for the man. In order to suffer human being, that is why some people are against his death. In order not to receive the blessing of God, in order to remain stagnant, that is why the devil has made a man to escape his death, his resurrection. That man, brother and sister, Jesus Christ, he prophesied about his suffering, about his death, and about his resurrection.
Hallelujah.
And this makes us to have assurance that you must have genuine faith. You must have a strong faith. You must have great faith. Even your faith must be make fire.
Amen.
It makes us to understand that the world cannot arrest him. He deliberately surrendered himself to the world so that the world will not arrest him. Faith, this salvation is more than any other religion. It's more than what we can even compare. In this we can see blessing. Here you can see that you have overcome the world. Because the person that is in me has overcome the world. It's faith that made us to understand it. It's faith that made us to understand it. In faith we can confront the devil and we can overcome him. Hallelujah. Before I move to the next one,
make
us to understand that that is the word cannot arrest him, because he has prophesied about it and he said it. He deliberately surrendered himself because of you and I. As a good parent, endure suffering so that the children will not suffer. So also, Jesus has surrendered himself that whosoever that would accept him will be delivered from every family curse, every evil problem, that every judgment that has been raised against their family. That's why Jesus has surrendered himself. Jesus did not give birth physically, but you that you have accepted him, you are his children. Actually, he did not have biological children, but he has spiritual children that want to give birth. He wants to give up second birth. There's no one like Jesus. Give your life unto him tonight. Surrender your life unto him. Surrender your life unto him. Give your life unto the Lord. Just throw away all those rags. Throw away all those heresies. Throw away all those heresies.
We
are talking about
the prophets
of Jesus about his suffering, death, and resurrection. I move to second subtopic. Second
subtopic.
This is the request of Zebedee's mother unto his two sons. Zebedee's mother unto her two sons. The request of Zebedee's mother unto her two sons. Matthew 26. Verse 20 to
23.
Here we made this explanation. When Jesus said this word, Zebedee's mother was there, likewise his two sons.
Hallelujah.
As you mother do meet you the dad, there are some things that the children cannot request from their father. What will you do? You will not go on their behalf. Dad, daddy, please give these children this particular thing. Don't you do that? Dear virtuous woman, I'll be one of them. You'll be one of them. That is, they will make their children to have a good impact. She went to meet Jesus. The Lord, I want to request for something from you. I want to request something from you to my children. And whatsoever I desire, I want you to do it. It's your desire that let me know. Don't say whatsoever. And she said, what I want is that, as I love your kingdom, you know I have two sons. I want one to sit at the right and the other one to sit at the left side in your kingdom. Do you know what she requested for? Truly, she requested for position. And it's a position that has its position. I try to explain this. Why she requested for this position? It's not good to request for position. But ours is that she has taught her son the duty. Be ready to do whatever he asks you to do. And Jesus asked them that, don't you know what you request? And you children, don't you know what your mother is requesting? That cup I will drink, will you be able to? Even the baptism that I will be baptized, will you be able to? That what I pass through, what I encounter, my suffering, will you be able to? Even to pass through fire, can you? Some will say that these my children, I want him to be the doctor. Can you allow him to study even at the middle of the night?
even Ari
there are some husbands that will even tell the mother not to wake that child up at the middle of the night. He is requesting without duty. And there are some mothers that this child, don't allow him to play ball. His children's heart, let them play it. And she wants her to be a doctor. Is that where you become a doctor? He is requesting for position without duty. Is the children that give a response? Is the mother that requested? Jesus asked them that this is what your mother requests. Do you know? Can you endure it? Can you do this? Do you know what the children did as a response?
Amen.
Listen to what they said. That is, he has taught them the duty. She has taught them the right duty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 23.
He said unto them, Jesus answered and said, "Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of cup that I shall drink of? Nobody. Can you drink out of it? And to baptize with this baptism that I will baptize with?" They said unto him, "We are able." Who taught them? It's the mother that taught them. It's not just to pray for our children, we must put them to duty. You must teach them how to put things into action. Children don't want to do some things, but we'll teach them, we'll make them to do it by force. By force, you ask them to do it. It's not that this woman comes to Jesus ordinarily. As Jesus said, "Can you do this?" And they respond that they can. Let me pause a little bit here. It's not what you requested for a time. There are so many people that pray that their children will not be wayward, and they are wayward. If you are praying and you do not walk towards it, that prayer will not be answered. If you want your, is it ball that you want? Truly they were rich, but they did not have future. Probably if we gather 10, Adley will see 2 that did not take hard drug. Before a child cannot be star international, before you can be even known at this Olomi, will have done a great work. You now open your eyes. That prayer is incomplete prayer. Your child pressing phone more than 1 hour, and you say that is the attitude of youth this present time. This generation, you need to be taking care of them. The way we use our own youth time is not the way they use theirs. Cannot just sit. Even where you seated, men will approach your daughter, and you will not know. Apart from ignorance, even not to, apart from being illiterate, but ignorance is so weak. Even if you are illiterate, collect the phone, give it to someone to check for you. Check the picture, check the impulse, check everything. Just say, even as much you are illiterate, they approach your daughter, even your present. They finish everything concerning her, and you don't know. He sent her to Olomi and did not come back on time. So we say, you meet this there. And you are praying. It's not done like that. Sebede's mother has trained her sons. We are able. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Dada.
Shout hallelujah.
In
our habit, that we toss our focus and our desire of what we want our children to become. You look at them, both sex, male and female. Someone that is working, cat working. You ask, did you have any injury? Do you have any injury in your leg? Hope no problem that you are just catwalking like this. What happened to you? Then you look for dirty slap and give it to him or her. You know that this one is not tolerate nonsense. Even that leg that you want to catwalk, you will have know that there's no time for that. She put on clothes that is so tight. You neglect your duty on your children, and you say that is how the world are doing. I pray your children will not sit at the right side of the devil, and even at the left side of the devil. You teach your children, this is where I want them to sit. This is our desire. This is our focus. And even put it in prayer. She put it in everything and say it. She has put it in action, put them in duty, and even say it to Jesus. Jesus has them there. This is what you requested for. Is duty that we put your children into that? And the children give a response that we are able. It's not mine to give unto you. Imagine what Jesus said.
Amen.
Amen. If you are here, say amen. And he said unto them, ye shall drink each of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given unto them for whom he is prepared of my Father. Say, those that have been prepared for. This tribal. Let's assume someone else say, Pastor, please. Please. Please give my son this bell. Is what I desire. And the other one, give it to my second son. And our daddy will give a response that, Mommy, can your children endure what they will do to take this? And my focus, my determination, that whoever that gets first will be taking the first, and second position will take the second, and third position will take the third one. And someone should come that please give him that first one. You, these children that you request for, can you read even at the middle of the night and say, you can't? Well, it's not mine to give to anyone. I can't say it's my ima or favor that I will give. But whoever that make first position, I did not even register it for anyone. For whoever that gets first position, Jesus said, it's not mine to give. Teacher can say, it's not mine to give position to anyone. You prove yourself with your performance. that I just passed. No. A child can pass and did not get first position. Even can get decision and not get first position. A child might have 92, another one might have 95. Another one might have 94. Even some 93. That 92, which position will be? Will be in fourth position. Cannot even take any of this. And it has distinction. He has a great mark. And Jesus said,
Hallelujah.
Cannot see the request. That is the mother of Zebedee's mother.
Praise God.
And Jesus gave a response. Your first son will sit at my right hand side. Did he say the second one will be at my left hand? Jesus made them to understand that it's not me to give unto you, but those that have been prepared of my Father, those that have been prepared for, those that take the first position. That place that you are said to sit is only those that are best among them. Those that have genuine salvation that is exceed other people. Hallelujah. Before I move to the next one, what this mother has trained this one, even the story made us know that it's what they have done. They preach, they witness, and they suffer even with their own life. It's just like Leah. That is the children that Boko Haram arrested. 18 years children. 18 years. And they cover them. Is it by force? That is how we distinguish between God and devil. Say never. Even if you want to kill him, she's ready. He confronted the master that if you want to buy me. No, I won't do that. They returned him, and she did not even cry. They released others, and they arrested only her. Even if they killed her, she has fulfilled. That someone say that. That is what destroyed the world. That is to confess what she will not do, to be hypocrite. There are some Christian children that they allow them to cover them like that. If something happened now, some of you will deny. God will help me. She has been trained. She understands what she believes in. She did not deny Christ even unto death. It's not only to suffer, it's ready to die. That she now join this rubbish. No. Which money? How much you have? Won't you be enticed with money? Won't you be enticed if somebody gave you money? Your life is more precious than money. The Lord will help her. Even if she was killed, she has used faith to write her name even where it cannot be erased. Forever they will remember her. But what are we going to remember about you? Is it not fashion? Unbelief? Others has gone. But this Leah, she said no. I will not pass through like a snake that passed through on the rock without impact. She used fire to engrave a name on the rock that can never be erased. Either they release her or she'll be killed, her name cannot be erased. And witness it. Hallelujah. That is how the scripture is. Probably from other countries, like hundreds of years to this time, that they can take that history and write notes about it, how they have been captured, those children. And Nigeria that witnesses should write about it. Which one will you believe in those written down? It's Nigeria that witnesses it. That is how Bible is. If another book talk about David, about Solomon, they just borrow it. Bible that can say it because they are eyewitness of this matter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is well with us. I said it is well with us. It is well with us.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus said the price they are going to pay for his son, for our son. Jesus. Ask them to read. To read. And move to this short subtopic. I will just read. This is the attitude of other 10 disciples to Zebedee's mother's request. Christ's warning. We look at it first. Verse 24 to 24. That when other disciples are heard about it. They were moved with indignation.
Praise God.
What caused the wrong? Because they are still young. What they requested for has not been given to them. Other 10 disciples were angry. The Lord will help us. Philip said, you Zebedee's and your mother, you are conventional. Peter is more than every one of us. And you of the same sibling. You will sit at the right. And other one will sit at the left. Which hand do you want to sit? When you sit at the right, another sit at the left. So where do you want us to eat? Peter is here, Andrew is here, others are here. And you are so conventional. They were against dignity. God is talking to us. Imagine what we learned last week. That is the laborer. Those that call first. Those that call later. We must not envy. God do as he wants. And the area that God wants to use individual are different. God may use you as eyes and others as legs. And the eyes should not say, why do you not make the leg so big and it's long? And you know, you make the eyes so small. Eyes. God has made the heights as he wants to make use of it and make every one of us the way he wants to make use of us. The way, the shape, the size of this eye, the leg cannot do its function. So individual, they also envy them. You don't need to fight for position. If you fight position for position, it means the person is still young Christian. Listen. Jesus said in the kingdom of God, that is as he put into position, those that are on duty.
Amen.
Amen. In the olden day, if you are seeking for workers, they will go to church. They will ask pastor, who among your members that has this qualification? Also, if God wants to put in position, If God wants to choose leader, we look for those that are in duty, that are doing, that did not look unto man, that did not even cast his position. There's nothing that he cannot do. How will it be convenient for these people? How will I do it that they will not suffer? We want to do many things. If God wants to choose leader, he will choose that person. But someone that just be a master, that puts himself in master position. Please, don't come near me. Please, don't rubbish me. Don't rough me. God will not choose them. Human being can choose them, but God will not choose them. Even human being. I just want to analyze it
little.
He told them where God put his position. That is, the king of this world might use authority over them. That is, the great people of this world can do, but cannot be so among the kingdom of God. Whoever that wants to be a great master should behave like servants. Whoever that wants to be the great master among you shall be well with us. I say it shall be well with us. Whoever that wants to be great, behave like servant. If you want to be a lot of you see Lord, Shetan Latisi.
If you don't have spirit of service,
so by any means,
God can never choose you.
Olorun o le yan ru eni be si po.
Ebu Samuel.
Look at Samuel.
Ebu awon omo Eli.
And look at Eli's son.
Awon omo Eli mo gba dada ba.
Eli's son will put on embroidered clothes.
Ibu ti o ma ti mo, la mo ti pe, iwo le ba de beli.
So you cannot carry my Bible. They will carry their Bible and follow them. But Samuel is in duty, in his duty. God has never talked with Eli's children. In his duty, he slept in his duty. Where he has slept. Let me see where this man will be able to call me. Some will be running away. Don't know that as he run away from work, he has run away from position. You've lost many things. Let's do this. He has run away. God's camera captured you very well. He has captured everything that you are doing. It's not by force. I'm not your mate. If you want to count it as age position, I pray you will not serve your young one. That is the heart of God. May the Lord help you. May the Lord help you. God prophecy about his suffering, death, and resurrection. And the request of Zebedee's mother that she asked for her two sons. You son, what is your duty? What are you doing? What is your impact? He says and say it again. You must pray. You must know things are going. If you want to train your children, you must know what is going. If not, you must know all things. Ask them what network is. What is the meaning of email? Please, how are they doing this? What is the meaning of WhatsApp? ask, mommy ask, what is in WhatsApp? To be able to monitor your children.
Hallelujah.
Now, they use engine to do makeup now. Mommy, you need your own youth time. Is it like that? Is there anything like that? Zebede's mother. God will help you and her. Talking to us as a parent. Likewise, children. Take care of yourself. She prayed, she asked, and she put them in duty. And her prayer were answered. Those that envy them, because rebuke them. It's not a matter of envy, it's a matter of duty.
Amen.
Amen. We are going to ask for abundant grace. The grace to pay the right price. That is the price to be what God wants us to be. Lord, give me that grace. The grace to pay all the price. That I will be what you want me to be. Lord, give me that grace in the name of Jesus.
More grace. Olu wa bi ori ofe fun mi. Ofe lati san gbogbo idiyele to ye. Ori ofe lati san gbogbo idiyele to ye.
The grace to pay all the price.
Ofe lati san gbogbo idiyele.
Don't give it to me. Give me the grace to pay the price. The price I need to pay. Don't give it to me. Give me the grace to pay the price I need to pay.
Now
make me to be what I want to be. Give me the grace, Lord. Give me the grace. Give me the grace, Lord. Let's rise up and pray. Let's pray. Let's pray that prayer. Lord, give me the grace to pay the price that I need to pay. To be what you want me to be. To become what you want me to become. Grace to pay the price. Lord, give unto me.
Grace and power.
Ori ofe ati agbara.
Grace and power.
Ori ofe ati agbara Oluwa fi fun mi. Ori ofe ati agbara.
Oluwa. Oluwa fi fun mi.
Lord, give unto me. Lord, give unto me in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oluwa Jesus.
Oluwa Jesus. Lord, give unto me in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace in the name of Jesus. Pray. Oh Lord Father, give me the grace. Give me the grace to pay the right price. The price to pay to be what you want me to become. To pay the price. Lord, give me the grace. The grace to pay all the price. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give me that grace in the name of Jesus. The grace to pay all the price. To become what you want me to become. The grace to pay the price. Give unto me in the name of Jesus. Give unto me in the name of Jesus. Give me that grace in the mighty name of Jesus. They will pray. Say that every 3 times. Amen. 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 Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you have done. You are the one that says,
Jesus, Oluwa, egba opo ewa.
Accept our thanks, Lord.
Because
you are
the one that says,
Ogoni Oluwa, Oluwa.
Ọpọlọpọ ore ofe e ti ba wa si. Ore ofe ati agbara lati san gbogbo idiyele ta o fi le da nte fe ka da laye loruko Jesu Oluwa ejonda re fun wa. Adupe pe ti se ni oruko Jesu Oluwa wa. Amen. Eje ki apa tewo fun Jesu. Amen.
Amen.
You are worthy.